House lawmakers unanimously approved a measure aimed at replacing a statue of Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith in Washington, D.C.'s Statuary Hall. But Nick Evans reports there's a long way to go.
Florida has two entries in Statuary Hall, John Gorey and Edmund Kirby Smith. Never heard of them? Well, you're in good company.
And when this intern answered the question for us and told us that the representatives of Florida were John Gorey and General Edmund Kirby Smith, we all kind of scratched our head, went back home, and started doing some research as to who these folks were.
That's Jose Diaz, a Miami Republican leading the push to replace Edmund Kirby Smith in the hall. John Gorey developed an early form of air conditioning, and Smith was a Confederate general. But Diaz says he's not trying to replace him because of his military service. Florida added Smith's statue to the National Collection in 1922, and Diaz points out a lot has happened in the past 90-odd years.
Sliced bread was still not introduced. It would come out 6 years later.
Also in that time, the state's population has ballooned from about 1 million to almost 20. But the measure's drawing critics. Sieber Newsom III says the move is about whitewashing history.
This is a blatant attempt to erase Southern history and heritage by taking advantage of a terrible situation.
Tampa Democratic Representative Edna Rain, head of the Florida Legislative Black Caucus and Diaz's co-sponsor, admits the symbolism connected with Smith, if not Smith himself, is a motivating factor. But he's supporting the idea to acknowledge how the state has grown.
As far as General Kirby being a part of the Confederacy, that's one of those things that for a lot of people, it is a sore subject. For me personally, it is a sore issue that this person was a Confederate general and the last to actually surrender, which is why some people hold him in high regard. So to remove his statue, to some they'll say it's a whitewashing of history, but it isn't. It's actually us trying to find someone who's more representative of the state, less offensive, and someone that the majority of Floridians can agree is truly representative of our values.
Diaz compares the change to the routine replacement of portraits for former speakers in the House chamber. And he says the architect of the Capitol, the office in charge of Statuary Hall, requires retired statues be sent to a place of honor. And the treatment of Smith's statue would be no different. If the measure passes, the Great Floridians Council will select a replacement. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.